Now let's look at the impact that hierarchy has on curiosity. Hierarchy, titles and positions, those are an enemy of curiosity, even if you are fortunate as a company to have intellectual diversity. Because often titles and positions lead you to believe that you know more than you actually do, as if somehow total insight and business judgment came with the position. So ask yourself these questions. If you're in a meeting and the boss is there, how curious are people allowed to be? If the boss speaks first, everyone else follows that same line of thinking. Or if the boss speaks last, everyone will be able to somehow stretch and find a way to connect their ideas and bend them to fit the last thing shared by the boss. See, it's not unusual for companies to develop this corporate knowledge and experience that somehow unknowingly extinguishes curiosity. So if you're going to build a curious corporation, you have to have a level playing field. And titles is one of the things that gets in the way. Now, if you happen to be the boss, how are you going to get people to open up? The answer is to make sure that no rewards are given for just blind obedience to what you say or opinions that you share. If someone succeeds and you weren't in on it, make them a hero. Hold them up as an example. People who succeed in spite of you and then aren't invited to play more often, they end up leaving, and others quickly get the message that if they don't fall in line, the same thing will happen to them. So if you have people in your company that have positions and titles, and they throw that weight around, the curious and the courageous will buck the system for a little bit, at least if you're lucky and they haven't left for the competition already. They will be the ones asking questions that are considered by others to be taboo or risk personal political safety that would fly in the face of the politics of the organization, and so they don't get asked. These people, the curious ones, virtually ignore positions, titles. They don't care. They're looking for the real answers, and they know that the real answers aren't found just because someone has a title or a position. They're in pursuit of what's best, what works, the best way to do it. Titles, egos, history be damned. Let's get the right answer. Jack Welch tells the story of one of GE's hierarchy-breaking workout sessions. Here's his quote. "I'll never forget attending one of the workout sessions in 1990 in our appliance business. A union production worker was in the middle of a presentation on how to improve the manufacturing of refrigerator doors. He was describing the process that occurred on the second floor of the assembly line. Suddenly, the chief steward of the plant jumped up to interrupt him. "That's BS. You don't know what the hell you're talking about. You've never been up there." He grabbed a magic marker and began scribbling on the easel in front of the room. Before you knew it, he had taken over the whole presentation and he had the answer. And the solution that he came up with was accepted immediately by everyone in the room. Now, it's not a big surprise that one of the greatest legacies Jack left GE with was that people began to forget their roles and their titles, and they started to focus on the business. Now, clearly, the plant steward could probably have handled his suggestion with a bit more tact, but congratulations to the other guy for being able to check his ego and not getting in the way of a better idea and a better answer. You see, the curious aren't afraid of mistakes, and they aren't afraid to speak boldly. It doesn't matter who's in the room and what title and what position they have. They're independent, and they don't speak up just for the sake of being heard, but for the sake of a better outcome. Here's what Peter Drucker has to say about hierarchy and positions and titles. "The person who focuses on efforts and who stresses his downward authority is a subordinate, no matter how exalted his or her title and rank. But the person who focuses on contribution and takes responsibility for results, no matter how junior, is in the most literal sense of the phrase, top management."
Without consciously trying to do it, we can sometimes create the conditions for people to lose their curiosity, which ironically is the reason we hired them in the first place. For example, just the other day, my three sons came down into my office while I was working on a project. Well, I was right in the middle of working on something. I was in the middle of what I thought was a big idea. And one of them said, "Dad, we're bored." Obviously said with more whining than I can possibly share with you. "What can we do?" Now, first of all, I couldn't believe they were interrupting what I was doing to ask me what they should do. And then it kind of occurred to me in a mini epiphany that I usually solve their boredom problem. I have traditionally, unknowingly, encouraged that mindset by telling them what they can do, what they should do. So this time I didn't answer. And they eventually, with a little more whining, solved the boredom problem on their own. When I don't create the space for curiosity and thinking, I'm not building a culture in my home with my children of raising problem solvers or decision makers, just dependents. And as soon as boredom sets in, guess who becomes the broker for ideas? I do. So a question you may want to ask yourself is this: what kind of corporate culture am I creating or raising? Would you describe people at your company, or even you personally, as inquisitive thinkers or copycats? Are they dependent doers or interdependent thinkers? What responsibility are you taking away from people who need to stay curious or who were once curious and have lost it?
So how do we build collective corporate curiosity? It will require both technique and soul. I spent 9 years taking private piano lessons. And I learned the scales and I developed the technical skill, if you will, that was needed just to play music. Yet when I would listen to music that was played by people who were much better than I, virtuosos, I knew that my music didn't sound like theirs. I could play all the same notes they were playing, but somehow when they played, it came alive. It was vibrant. It was very different. My music was just the sound of notes coming from a piano. Yet theirs was music coming from the soul. So what does that have to do with curiosity? Until I became curious enough to find out what would make the difference in my music stayed the same. It was just average. It was just boring. So I started to ask questions of my teacher and other musicians. And they started to describe to me the difference between just playing an instrument and becoming one with the instrument. And then they started to describe how important it was to get a story and to involve yourself in that story as you were playing your music. So I tried different things. I tried to change my approach. And then it happened. I became so lost in the instrument and so involved in the story that the music just came out through me. And it profoundly changed the power of the music and the way that I play. Now when I play, people come up to me after a performance and they tell me that they feel my music. Again, the soul of business think is curiosity. It has deep feeling and people feel a tangible difference when you have it. You can ask questions with technical curiosity, but that won't produce the same result as when you feel truly curious and you have the soul of curiosity. Now, if you want to inject that soul into your company, we propose one staffing change that might make a difference. Every company should have an informal or a formal chief curiosity officer, or a CCO, whose primary role it is to inject curiosity into the corporate bloodstream. So what does a CCO do? The answer is business think. The chief curiosity officer is the person who should be able to walk into any meeting, in any department, with anyone present, and on any topic, and be able to create curiosity. That's what business think is designed to do. So just imagine the CCO moving around the halls of your company, popping in and out of meetings. Maybe they pop into one meeting and they find that people haven't moved off the solution. Get them off the solution. Help them start to discover the business issues underlying that. Maybe the next meeting popped into is a team engaged in a discussion about the features and benefits of a vendor solution. Maybe the CCO drives beyond that and says, what are the business issues that we're really trying to address? Is that complete? The rules of business think are designed for curiosity. And the chief curiosity officer should walk around the company and become, almost in a sense, the curiosity conscience. Now, as you take on the role of the CCO in your company, it might not be formal. Maybe just informally you take on that role. Just remember that the rules of business think are simply the scales. And without this soul of curiosity, you'll only have the technique, and the technique will only take you so far. See, the soul of curiosity will breathe life into what you do, into the questions that you ask, to help you find information that's outside your own experience, and that will lead to better solutions and better decisions. You've heard the old saying that familiarity breeds contempt. Good. Maybe it should. If people were a little more contemptuous of familiar thinking, they could shake themselves and their companies out of some pretty tough problems and into some much-needed problem solving. Okay, so let's dig into a little more self-awareness. Here's the business think mirror on curiosity. And I've got four questions for you. One, I'm willing to set aside what I know in order to learn something new. Two, I actively seek out other perspectives, viewpoints, and thoughts that are different from my own. Three, my security isn't wrapped around what I know, and new ideas don't make me feel at risk. And lastly, number four, my immediate reaction when someone shares an idea that is contrary to mine is not to prove my point, but rather to explore their idea. Now, for those of you that are really curious, if you want to dig deeper into your effectiveness, you might want to visit our website, businessthink.biz,